shock therapy. The experiments were funded by the Canadian government. Hold on. The experiments were funded by the Canadian government and in part by the United States Central Intelligence Agency. For those that don't know, that is the CIA, which was funneling money to mind control research around the continent. The Mohawk Mothers highlighted the period between 1954 and 1963 when experiments were conducted as part of the CIA's MK1 Ultra program. And a couple of years ago, there was a movie that came out, blockbuster movie called Ultra, I think it was Ultra something, and it was basically talking about that, the whole mind control, the CIA program. What? Well, y'all thought that Jason Bourne stuff was just for TV?
We always say the movies, it's real.
It's a precursor. They're desensitizing us. You remember when Enemy of the State with Will Smith came out?
Yep.
And it was like, no, the government's not tracking us like that. No, the government doesn't, ain't bugging us like that. They're not conducting business on American soil. And then Snowden came out. I was like, yeah, we've been doing all that and much more.
Exactly.
Let's get to our Prime Minister Trudeau. At some point, we're going to have to really look at Trudeau. Something's wrong with Trudeau. I don't know if he's a clone or he's different. What happened to this enigmatic guy, this young guy from this, like, he comes from this, like, Kennedy family of politician. He has the Colgate smile. He went to school, he did the blackface thing. He bounced back from that. What happened to this guy? Who is Trudeau now?
It's not what happened. That's always who he was. We just didn't see it because we were looking at the smile and him being cool.
We got baffled for Matt, he moved the camera. We got to use the iPad next week. But Trudeau claims residential school records release are not accurate. You believe that? I can't with this guy. I guess. So comments by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau indicating the federal government has sent all records on residential schools to the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation are not accurate, according to a statement from the center. So during a visit to one of these indigenous places, I apologize, I cannot say the name, and I don't want to try to attempt it on the show and show any signs of disrespect. But on Monday, Trudeau told a news conference that his government has turned over all documents related to residential schools, including the former Kamloops Indian Residential School, to the Winnipeg Bay Center, which aims to chronicle the history of residential schools and preserve the stories of residential school survivors. So I'm going to quote Mr. Trudeau. All the records in possession of the federal government have already been turned over to the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation in Winnipeg. So, all the dead bodies that we found coast to coast, is a figment of our imagination?
Somebody just wants to fix up those numbers.
We have like a serial killer that was just randomly dumping bodies right where you guys had the schools. Why were you guys doing testing? And still, you drag your feet to even go sit down with the indigenous people. Like, you make it seem like they did you wrong.
It's disgusting.
Imagine there's a group of people in this country that have been ostracized, that have been pushed to the back belly. We have buried them under drugs and alcohol. They've lost family members that they haven't found in years. You guys have taken kids from people's homes, and you act as if the indigenous people are a threat to you. And you drag your feet when you're in the wrong. You represent the country. Is this what Canada is now? Okay. He apologized repeatedly for that mistake and vowed that Ottawa is truly ready to partner on reconciliation. You guys are ready to partner. Does that come off a little weird to you, Lorena? Ready to partner?
It all comes off weird to me. Everything that they're doing.
So you, weird. I'm like, first of all, why do you have to get ready if a group of people who are the First Nations on this everything? Oh yeah, these young gangster kids don't know about that. When Kahnawake, when that bridge was knocked off, when they get there, but this is where we're going to.
Yeah.
This is where we're kind of going to, right? Because how much disrespect can the indigenous people take? You guys are ready to partner? Oh, so you weren't ready before. Listen, man, let me switch gears a little bit, man. We lost, no matter how you felt of his political views, no matter how you felt about who he worked under, this gentleman's accomplishments, this man's accomplishments had to be noted. So earlier this week, Colin Powell, former Secretary of State, dead at 84 after COVID-19 complications. I've always been a big fan of Colin Powell. I don't know many black guys that are, four-star generals?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty dope. If you've known anybody in the military system, you know anybody in the army, you don't become a four-star general just like that.
No.
So Colin Powell was the first black U.S. Secretary of State. Let me say that one more time, man. Colin Powell was the first black U.S. Secretary of State. died of complications of COVID-19. His family announced on Monday he was 84. Powell served in former President George W. Bush's cabinet from 2001 to 2005. Prior to his White House tenure, Powell, a four-star general, was the 12th chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff. Man, shout out, man. Colin Powell's doing his work, man. New York native, Powell joined the City College of New York's Army ROTC program, was commissioned as an Army second lieutenant when he graduated in 1958. He served, look at the time period where he's in the military. 1958, segregation, Malcolm, Martin, racial divide in the state still happening. He served 35 years in the Army, receiving the Purple Heart. I even know he received the Purple Heart.
That's a big deal.
And he left the city. He received the Purple Heart, Defense Distinguished Service Medal, and the Legion of Merit, among other honors. So he greatly will be missed, man. I felt like Colin Powell was a great example, especially for black youth in terms of things we can achieve. To become a U.S. Secretary, to work under presidents, to have the discipline to serve in the Army for 35 years, I think that's commendable. So I just want to shout out Colin Powell this morning, man. We lost another one, man. This is crazy. Before I back out here, Lorena, you know I just got to do a little environment thing. So I have something from I got something from HT Tech. They had an article, and the article's named this. This is when a solar storm will cause the internet apocalypse. So a disaster in the form of a solar storm shot from the sun is looming over Earth. So now we know when it's likely to happen and why it's likely to cause an internet apocalypse and leave you in jeopardy. Internet apocalypse will hit these countries the most. You know, it's happening. It's happening.
You don't remember the Will Smith movie when he was watching reruns of videos?
Yeah, I Am Legend. But I Am Legend had nothing to do. So if I Am Legend was what we're dealing now, it was like a pandemic and a contagion. But now the solar flares, and we have spoken about this before. We're so hooked on the internet. We're logged on. If some countries go down, this is gonna get crazy.
Back to DVDs.
So for essential DVDs, most people have sold those on Craigslist or on Kijiji Marketplace.
I still have mine.
So for a century or so, a really big solar storm, some call it a solar superstorm, has not happened. Actually, it may have happened, but fortunately, the solar storm that the sun ejected may not have been directed towards the Earth. However, now the threat perception has increased, with recent research indicating that a really big solar storm is likely to hit Earth and even provide a time frame. So it's likely to happen over the next 20 years or so.
Well, thank you for informing
us. Listen, I want to inform my city, man. It's the morning show. Maddie, play some music, man. It's the Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. When we come back, I think we have Lolo, community updates, entertainment news.
Of course.
Okay, well, let's get it, man. We on Fridays. You locked in. The Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. Moon Chaser, Lorena XO, DJ Maddie.
There's only one Moon Chaser. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life. It's the Morning Vito on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. It's the Bits. Yes, yes, yes. I got to pick up my boy Joe Black. It's a Joe Black production. Drastic Measures. It's Montreal, the jam of the week. Local talent. Mr. Bits, you know how we do things. The Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. Let's go.
Try to play the hand you dealt with. I can care less if the careless gotta get dealt with. If you're here to live, prolonging your life, I'ma help with. But quitters is quitters with them, they can't help it. You gotta play the hand you dealt with. I can care less if the careless gotta get dealt with. If you're here to live, prolonging your life, I'ma help with. But quitters is quitters with them, they can't help it. Hard work don't mean shit to a quitter, to a born rich bitch. Hard work and make him bitter. Fat pockets since the first breath he took. Try to portray the struggle with the way that he look. It's all good. You can dress how you wanna, but don't claim you hood cause you smoke marijuana. Ain't gotta play the hand you dealt with. I can care.
care less if they care less. Gotta get dealt with. If you gotta play the hand you dealt with, I can care less if they care less. Gotta get dealt with. If you gotta play the hand you dealt with, I can care less if they care less. Gotta get dealt with. If you're here to live, prolonging your life, I'ma help with. But quitters is quitters with them, they can't help it. You gotta play the hand you dealt with. I can care less if they care less. Gotta get dealt with. If you're here to live, prolonging your life, I'ma help with. But quitters is quitters with them, they can't help it. Hard work don't mean shit to a quitter, to a born rich bitch. Hard work can make him bitter. Fat pockets since the first breath he took. Try to portray the struggle with the way that he look. It's all good. You can dress how you wanna, but don't claim you hood cause you smoke marijuana. Ain't never had to go through the belly of the beast. Don't know the meaning behind the term of mean streets. Rich or broke, to survive you gotta maintain. Bottom line, gotta drive fast in the fast lane. Keep your pace up, keep it at a constant. Cherish everything you've earned and take it as a godsend. Cause if you don't, it'll be gone before you know it. Takes half the time to lose what you make when you blow it. Can't handle being broke, your face show it. Used to living above poverty and not below it. You gotta play the hand you dealt with. I can care less if they care less. Gotta get dealt with. If you're here to live, prolonging your life, I'ma help with. But quitters is quitters with them, they can't help it. You gotta play the hand you dealt with. I can care less if they care less. Gotta get dealt with. If you're here to live, prolonging your life, I'ma help with. But quitters is quitters with them, they can't help it. Life ain't what it seemed to be, but it seemed to me some given a life that start off with poverty, and some start off with jewels and riches. Position some die to be and end up in the ditches. Life's over, time's up and done. Lived for the hustle, died by the gun. One thing he had, nothing he had none. Only had himself, no beef could make him run.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, DJ Maddie. I gotta play that new 50. The Good Die Young this morning. We on Fridays, more detour. Much y'all, Kobe Bryant, Mo Chaser.
You're rocking with Maddie Phillip on the morning detour. CKUT 90.3 FM.
There's only one Mo Chaser. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
What happened to wishing a luck, huh? I could clearly peep a snake through the Cartier buff. I was that in the cut that they had thought wouldn't be nothing. Remember? This wasn't the plan, the streets had forced my hand, I had to do something.
Who that?
BGE, but we move around like the Black Mafia family. Look. I can't have snitches in my circle, got real murders around me. You can't just kick in my trap, break down and break the Chun-Li down. I put my quota in some baggage, get arrested, auntie Lessa. You ain't mobile, bring it to your door and serve your life subpoena. How the hell you go from selling dope to selling out of arenas? You can win, bet it all, roll the dice, life a gamble. Close your eyes and blow out a candle.
You can wish me love.
On the way, trying to get the cake. I'm in and out of state.
At least you can wish me love.
Too many ways. It's hard to tell a state. When I'm flipping, I'm straight.
They tell them what's going on, that's how they know what's happening. I'm riding with the top down, trunk full of Yola. Get a pharmaceutical, I move that Coca-Cola. 1,000 grams of pure though, I with the weirdos. They snort away the pain, bang the dope in they vein. Shorty crying, Christmas ain't coming, our pops locked up. When it hurts the worst, she aced, find out she knocked up. Welfare ain't an option when the feds come knocking. It's all up, so wish me luck.
Wish me luck.
Hey, yo, it's the UK, Maddie and the Barbie. Love the day. Hey, yo, hey, yo.
bad boy, my recipe. Being love a bit of bitter and the sweet. Bad boy, my recipe. Being nice a little boring when you in between the sheets. When I ride that heat, you know I know how to please ya. Ooh, I like them tattoos and them gold teeth. Tops to make me feel like I'm a. You know I know how to please ya. Ooh, I like them tattoos and them. You know I know how to please ya.
Shoot up the place. Raspberry, cherries, and berries, I'm edible. Duty bitches like a library, done read them all. My body smoking, come get a paw. Lucky charms on my anklets, no, not cereal. Jesse, we got all these jelly bitches acting real messy. Still a bad bitch, whether I'm sporty or I'm dressy. I don't know why I got these dudes acting zesty. But I only want a bad boy, yes, my bestie.
I like a bad, bad boy. You know I like a bad, bad boy.
For nothing.
But still love her in a suit of blubber. Love seals the deal. I'm at the ice bar shooting clubbers. I got an astral plane in Branson's name. We don't fly, just moves and hovers. Wife disgusted, eyes are flustered. Can't tell if you should try to trust him. Trying to rush it, make a flip. Life for hustlers. At this point, we all crime adjusted. You up for yours, so if it's time you bust it. She assume I'm Michael Douglas, cause we went Maddie twice Phillip and loved it. Advice, you don't like CKMC, the subject. You ain't the kind of chick I trust in a heist, then fuck it. But everything was alright when we was all nighting. Cord Triton, pressing buttons to the knobs lighting. Went from rocking a halo with the guard's license to wearing horns like a small Viking.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yo, shout out to Joe Black, man. Joe Black, Jurassic Mansion production, man. He did that new drop. We're doing all new drops. All custom Detour drops. We try and get syndicated. They should be playing the Morning Detour from coast to coast. It is 8:20 in the morning, October 22. We on Fridays. Larina XO, what's going on in the community? What's going on with entertainment?
A lot of stuff is happening in the community. Can't hear myself.
Go.
Okay, good. So first up, we have wine tasting. So according to the MTL blog, you can go on a wine tasting tour for $50, tax included.
Larina, where are you finding these low-income dates?
I'm trying to help people out. Gas is expensive.
Yo, every time I see Illumi or people post pictures of Illumi online, I'm like, I just think about you. Like, yo, like, you're the spokesperson for Illumi.
I do that because you love the light show. No, you never went. So I'm trying to help you out.
I'm going
to
go by myself now.
But anyways, the vineyard is called Domaine Dumont Chapelle Saint-Agne, and it's 1 hour and 45 minutes away from Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the location where Adele recorded her latest video for her single Easy On Me.
Okay.
So, you know, people love to, you know, be around where the celebs are. The $50 includes parking, which is always a big deal, a guided tour of the vineyard, wine cellars, a chapel, ice wine tasting, access to the outdoor site after the tour. Weather's still kind of nice, so you can have a picnic too there. So that is something to do if anybody's looking for outdoor activities.
Listen, I love me a wine tour. You know, I think I spoke about this on the previous show. I did the tour in wine country. Yeah, and I was like, okay, y'all gonna give me all this free wine? Oh, this better than the club. This better than going to DR.
Oh my goodness. Also, it's spooky season, so there is a haunted village that is out now on Fridays and Saturdays until October 30th. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Sunday, October 31st, it will be open. It's located in Drummondville, Quebec. So you could go to villagequebecois.com and you can check out what they have there. It's like a whole village with zombies walking around.
You know what? You know, I'm hearing about the spooky village, and I was thinking to myself, 1 year, Maddie Productions, Maddie Event Production, he got put on his own spooky village.
That would be dope.
I want to see a black spin on a spooky village. I'm tired of all these other people having the rights to all the spooky village. I want to see a black hood spooky village. Let's do it right here in DG Kicks, right in front of 6714 Fielding. Let's do it right here in Nuttall Dam the Grass. How would you do your spooky village, Maddie? Yo, low-key, yo, I'm just all about the foam. I just like foam and not be able to see. Like, give me all that fog smoke. I'm with it.
Oh, I was like, foam?
Yeah, I'm thinking about a Ricky Not Nice party. It's early in the morning. Yeah, I didn't sleep that much the last 2 days. My heart's been weighing on me.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, I'm talking about the fake smoke.
Okay, so fog, yes. I can see it now.
The fog machine.
Also, the pop-up shops are happening. Christmas is around the corner. You know, these weeks are going by quickly. So there is the Womanpreneur pop-up shop that's happening on October 30th. The kids will be out selling their stuff, so they have businesses, hobbies. So you can check it out at Caribbean Food Factory from 12 to 7. There's also the Vintage pop-up shop by La Vintage Island. That's on the same day, October 30th, from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Right.
You do have to RSVP. So you could check them out on Instagram at La Vintage Island. And it's located on Saint Laurent. So that's happening as well. There's a Sip and Paint happening at Tropical Restaurant on October 27th. What's that? What's the guy for?
See, the thing is, we don't. See, the thing is, we don't get the numbers, but I know a lot of damn people listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be very mindful to the things that I say about establishments and businesses, especially black businesses.
But you talked about your
yeah, but now I got I got an add-on now. Add a drink to it. Get me, I got a side to it. I spoke to somebody else that went to the Tropical. They went to the Sip and Paint. Mm-hmm. And said the service was slow.
I mean, I spoke to some people too, and I got the same feedback.
I don't know if they need a more detour to add to the budget to get an extra, you know, waitress or whatnot. Could we get faster? Because it's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna hold you. The food was all right when I ate it. It's a beautiful place, and I think it's a dope concept for those that are vaccinated and have their vaccine passport to go sip and drink and let's mingle and be around each other, and you get to hear dope DJs. It just sucks when you do that on an empty stomach. You feel like you're in jail, but you're hearing great music. You feel like you're in jail, but you get the paint. I feel like I'm in like one of those mental institutions, and all you're giving me is pills and water. That's crazy. Well, they gonna kill me for that one. That's crazy.
I'm hoping that has all been fixed.
Yeah.
So you could go check it out. They're located at 3426.
Oh, they gonna kill them
West. And hopefully everyone gets their food on time.
That's
and enjoys
it.
The night. Concerts are coming back, which is really exciting.
Clearly.
So we have a Thundercat that's coming November 10th at the MTELUS. And then we also have Pink Sweats, who's here on November 23rd at the Corona Theater. Pink Sweats is actually bringing Kirby and Bren Joy with him as well. So you could go to evenko.com for tickets to go out. And then in entertainment news, there's so much that's going on. So your favorite movie that you took forever to watch, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, mm-hmm. has been pushed back. It will now be released in November of 2022, no longer July. So we do have to wait a little bit longer, but
damn.
It's on its way.
Yeah, I did take a while to watch Black Panther, but it was a good movie, though. It was a good movie.
Yeah, but you were so against it.
No, you know, I'm against all this black. I'm like, okay, just because it's a black movie and I'm black, I have to watch it. I don't have to do anything. I watch things on the merit of what it is. So I watched it finally, and he's a great actor. You know, it's a shame, you know, we lost him as well. Mm-hmm. But he's a great actor, man. T'Challa, that was a good movie. It was lit. It is.
So I am excited to see how they're going to incorporate him into the movie and the changes that they're going to make. So we have to look out for that next year. Vanessa Bryant is keeping her husband's legacy alive by building a sports and media empire. She recently trademarked KB24. The trademark application covers various different media-based pursuits, including websites, digital collectibles, podcasts, broadcasting platforms, documentaries, movies, TV shows, music, as well as they'll be involved in businesses of training camps, sports cards, t-shirts, food drink containers, and a lot more. So definitely look out for that. She's doing a lot of work to, you know, keep his legacy alive and the things, I guess, that he was already working on to move forward with that. And then Bill Cosby.
What did Bill do now? Bill's in the news. I haven't heard from Bill in a while.
Right?
What's going on with Bill?
But Bill is in the news. Another accuser has come forward. This time, actress Lily Bernard filed a lawsuit against Bill Cosby. In the new case, Lily Bernard accuses Bill Cosby of drugging and raping her in Atlantic City, New Jersey, around August 1990. There's still more. After meeting Bill Cosby on the set of The Cosby Show, he offered to take her under his wing and mentor her. He also allegedly warned her of the sexual pressures of Hollywood. Bernard also alleges that Bill Cosby threatened to erase her if she told authorities about the alleged sexual assault. In the lawsuit, she says she suffered mental, psychological, and physical trauma,
right,
and she is seeking $125 million in damages.
Damn.
So that's still going on, so we'll see how that plays out in court and the story. So I'll follow up with that later on. Wendy Williams is going through it.
Well, so, she should go through it. She's, you know, she built a career talking about people's businesses, but I guess she's that kind of tabloid, national syndicated show kind of person. So
yeah, but she's been dealing with health issues. And so the premiere of the new season of her talk show has been pushed back numerous amounts of time. A statement was released that as the host recovers, the Wendy Williams show will be led by an exciting lineup of guest hosts and panels. So allegedly, Wendy isn't happy about that. So because she said she had no say in who the guests and the panels would be. So last time they had a replacement for her, it was said that allegedly it was all D-list celebrities that replaced her and the show ratings went down.
Yeah.
Also, there's talks that Nick Cannon's daytime talk show will replace Wendy, but allegedly he's not receiving the numbers that they thought he would, so they're kind of backing away from that.
People want the messy stuff, you know. Nick's a lighthearted guy. He's a good, you know, he's a good energy. You know, he's one of the few people that smile that I trust. You know what I mean? So that's right there. But yeah, people like the mess. People like the melee. People like the drama. People like the rumors.
I checked Nick's show. It's a cute show. It's like a family show. Like,
but see right there? But see right there? You said cute show. They don't want that. Daytime TV, they want...
Ellen's a cute show.
Huh?
Ellen's a cute show.
Listen, I can't... You know why Ellen's show pops. I can't say it here because I ain't trying to get canceled by nobody. But you know why Ellen's show pops. Stop it. But Ellen is a great personality. I can't speak to how she is as a boss. I can't speak to how she is on set.
Mm-hmm.
But like... Ellen, Rosie O'Donnell, those are great personalities. Obviously, Oprah, the queen of it. You know what I mean? So they're great on there. They hold it down. Sally, Jesse, Raphael, I miss Ricky Lake.
That's what I was about to say. We need like a new Ricky Lake and all those different shows.
Who? Who? What? These young people, we're starting to run out of good broadcasts, like good hosts. Like who's going to carry on the mantle?
I think there's a lot of good people, but they're just not getting the platforms to do it. Like there's a broadcast. Well, she's not. She's kind of a broadcaster, but she does like spots on morning television and stuff like that. Like Gia Peppers in New York. Like she's super dope. So if she was to have an opportunity for a talk show, I think that would be really good.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for the next wave of like that whole generation to come take over the airways and see what that conversation is like.
Well, I think it's happening, but it's just taking longer than we expected.
Well, we're a part of it too. Yeah, we're part of it as well, right? We're part of it as well. And we're in an interesting country because they don't want us to pop at all in Canada.
Canada is very different.
Yeah, but it's okay. I got them. I got them. I got the resume for them.
Next up, we do have a sad story. While filming the movie Rust this past Thursday in New Mexico, actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun that killed one person and injured another on set. So cinematographer Helena Hutchinson was killed and the film's director Joel Souza was injured. No charges have been filed, but that's wild that happened.
That's, you know, this is super crazy. This is super crazy. I always think of his character from 30 Rock, and I'm just like, I just feel like he's always just drinking a martini or drinking a rum. So, like, my mind's conditioned to think that way. So when this happened, I'm like, yeah, duh. But it sucks because somebody died.
Yeah.
And then the director got hit. So then my follow-up question is that, do we continue this movie or not?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that they will continue the movie because of budgets and money and all that stuff. But it's just crazy that...
Yuri's like, yeah. Yeah.
But it's just crazy because, like, this is a prop gun. So whoever was in charge of that, they should have made sure.
Oh, Lorena's already trying to put blame on somebody. See, Lorena, see?
But it's people are asking these questions.
Lorena's like, a suit, huh? I'm going to tell you right now. Lorena's a suit. Lorena's like, listen, okay, who's liable for this? You know what I mean? I was thinking about her clients. I tell you, Lorena, PR.
Well, I don't know. It's changed.
Now I hear what you say.
But in better news, all the fans of Insecure, our show is starting this Sunday. The fifth and final season. So I'm super excited about that. It is on HBO.
Team Lawrence all day. Is the other dude going to come back? The dark skinned guy? Watching you.
Honestly, I think they're all going to come back because it's the final season.
What's the name of the other guy that's just kind of the buff dark skinned guy that Issa's character was kind of messing with? I forgot his name.
Daniel?
Yeah. I know Saturday's probably screaming at her radio right now. Yeah. They need to bring Daniel back, man. It's crazy. Also, want to mention one more thing here. My man Sinclair just passed it over to me. There will be a pop-up shop at Unity Cuts on Dollard Sunday, October 24th at 12 p.m.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Family over fame will be there. The address is 1665 Dollard in LaSalle. So that's a pop-up shop at Unity Cuts on Dollard. Unity Cuts do some great things for the community as well. Family over fame will be representing there. Shout out to my man Sinclair. So that's October 24th, 1665 Dollard in LaSalle. Man, we sound like a real radio show, man. This is crazy. We syndicated. DJ Maddie and the ones and twos. We on Fridays. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend. We're streaming on YouTube and Facebook.
Honestly, YouTube's a little shaky. I say go to Facebook.
Listen. We don't get everything sorted out, man. We all knew this. We're coming to you live from DJ Kicks, the leader in footwear and sportswear. And you even got some electronics. And you get yourself a bike, too. DJ Kicks, baby. DJ Maddie and the ones and twos. Let's get it.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody's this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Bad chick mentality. Oh, I'm feeling proud of me. Bad chick mentality. Watch him try to flatter me. Mentality. Oh, I'm feeling proud of me.
Detour. How you a boss and you renting? You see my name on the ownership. Tippy told a Bitonga, yeah, I own it. I threw a couple of bands in a bag. Ain't no Chanel, it's a Birkin bag. I know you big old mad. Ha 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 ha. Yup, keep it a stack. I need a big old ride. I need a side for the side. Yeah, but I got no feelings inside. But put your feelings aside, alright. You wanna eat? I got a snack. Thump, keep it intact. Beat up the drum. Rumble pom pom. He going dumb.
Bad chick mentality. Oh, I'm feeling proud of me. Bad chick mentality. Watch him try to flatter me. Bad chick mentality. Put him on a salary. Bad chick mentality. Teach a hoe my strategy.
All I do is win. Call it with the funds. Catch me on your lens. Shoot it with the stars. Something about this dick, he got him praying to the gods. It's too bad I'm picky. Now he in his socks.
I sit and ponder in my crib. What is flop. All the I wear is rare. I can't buy the shit you rock.
Put my arm up in the air and it rain, I shit you not. Money longer than my bundles and you know they cost a lot.
Bad chick mentality. Oh, I'm feeling proud of me. Bad chick mentality. Watch him try to flatter me. Bad chick mentality. Put him on a salary. Bad chick mentality. Teach a hoe my strategy.
You're rocking with Matty Phillip on the Morning Detour, CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's my mother news. Might make the boy lick the bottom of my shoes. Check my wardrobe. Necklace come from North Pole. You double tap my photos, then go get it on the low. No, too busy being petty. That's why your money coming slow-mo. Trying to raise a man, got your children rocking Bobo. I don't want no smoke. I just came to bring cheer. I'm a need for you to get me off your brain, dear. No Rudolph walk in the club, and I make it rain, dear. In my Rari is a sleigh. Now watch me change gears. All I want for Christmas is to stop hating. All I want for Christmas is to stop faking. All I want for Christmas is the boosters to stop gouging. All I want for Christmas, 500 on a thousand. All I want for Christmas is to stop hating. All I want for Christmas is to stop faking. All I want for Christmas is the boosters to stop gouging. This ain't no kumbaya. I don't practice Hanukkah. Get your fake out my car. I know it's a red drop top, but do I look like Santa Claus? I ain't handing out no gifts. My name ain't Mrs. Claus. I'm shining like the North Star, decking out the hall. I'm decking out the mall, the ball till I fall. I just bought some earrings, 10 carats, that's a snowflake. Time is so big, cushion cut, I can ice skate. Wrist on Titanic, around and hit a glacier. I'm about my paper, you will always be a hater. I be dashing through this dough, riding in my road. Take a picture, this is real life goals. All I want for Christmas is to stop hating. All I want for Christmas is to stop faking. All I want for Christmas is the boosters to stop gouging. All I want for Christmas, 500 on a thousand. All I want for Christmas is to stop hating. All I want for Christmas is to stop faking.
Yo, listen, mucho más. I did not co-sign this part of the show. DJ Maddie forgot. We're not even past Halloween yet. This guy is going in this morning. There's not even like, no, it's dark outside. You play some Christmas joints?
Santa Claus coming to town. Oh, yeah. Santa Claus coming to town.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Killajewel, Montreal born and raised, and I've been rocking the deck since 97. I've played with everyone from DJ Kubert to Mixmaster Mike, and I'll be the DJ once again for the second season of La Fin des Faibles on Télé-Québec. I'm here to announce the release of my upcoming EP, Sagittarius, which launches Friday, October 22nd at Ausgang Plaza. Doors open at 7 p.m. LTs will kick things off, followed by performances by End of the Week, Sunday Scratch Sessions, and the legendary B-Girl crew. Live visuals provided by Mourad Benacer. Space is limited, so get your tickets online now at pointdevente.com. The show is a CKUT co-presentation and sponsored by Prohibition.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM. And today I have who I like to call a friend to the show. We had her on the show in the past. She went and released an EP during the quarantine, during the, you know, the big pandemic, and she's been killing it ever since. Welcome to the show, Charmaine. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm good. It's good to be back.
Yes. So we've been watching your career, and like I said, you've been killing it. I've been loving all the videos you released for your singles. You've been doing your thing. So how has it been since you released Hood Avant-Garde?
Oh, it's been crazy, like, to see the amount of growth that I've had just between Bold and BBM. Ironically, I released them both on the same days, exactly a year apart. So, like, it's just been really nice to see the growth, how much people are really vibing with my music, all the opportunities are coming in. I'm having fun.
But that's good that you're having fun while doing the work and you're enjoying the moment, because I know it goes by fast, too. Like, I can't believe it's already been a year.
Yeah, like, what? Excuse me.
No, it goes fast. And so now you have your new single that's out, Bad Bitch Mentality. So you got to explain to us, what is a bad bitch mentality?
Bad bitch mentality is just you doing you. Like, you do whatever makes you happy. Again, this has been a consistent theme of mine, being unapologetically yourself. You get to the bag, you take care of, like, as a mother, you take care of your kids, you know, you grind, you hustle, you're spreading positivity to other women. And, you know, you stand firm in your strength and in your potential, your capabilities, everything to show the world, like, I am that bitch. I am that bitch. And I will always be that bitch. So,
well, I love it. I hope everybody listens to the single. We're definitely going to play it during the show, but I hope everybody catches their bad bitch mentality and gets into it, because I love it. And of course, the video came out as well.
Yeah.
I loved it. You were dancing. You had your dancers. It was colorful as always. Everybody had their good knees. I see everybody dropping it low in the video. I was like, okay. So do you have any say for your video? Like, do you help with creating the videos or the sets or clothes, anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. The creative direction of everything I do starts with myself and my creative director, Spencer. And then everybody comes in to help us fine tune it, to make it, you know, as great as we can make it. But definitely, I always have a hand in the creative side of things. For this particular one, I feel like I didn't even have to tell them, because they know me so well now that, like, when I saw the set, when I got there, I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, I have no complaints, which is good for
that,
because
that's good
work, you know?
No, but that's really good that people are getting to know you and realizing who you are as an artist so that they can bring forth your vision to life.
Yeah.
So that's super, super dope. But I wanted to know, because I feel like your sound and your creative direction is so different. We don't really see that too much with our Canadian artists, especially women, too. So I want to know, like, how did you get into music? Like, where did your love of music come from?
It started when I was, like, 8. I started playing piano. I love singing. Like, R&B is my first love. I definitely would always play the piano, sing. I sang in church. I sang in, like, school choirs. I did all that stuff. But I think I really fell in love with hip-hop in particular, when I saw Missy Elliott and Lil Kim, Busta Rhymes. Like, clearly you can see I love the fish. I love a good fish eye. I love a good fish eye. And, like, I just, that whole entire era is what made me fall in love with hip hop. And I think the reason why it seems so, like, different in terms of, like, the Canadian side of artistry is because I draw a lot of my inspiration from that era. And, you know, I want to bring it back because that was one of the most fun times of my life, when I could watch a Busta Rhymes video and be like, yo, are you crazy? Like, in the lens, like, yeah,
it was pure entertainment. I think it's like a golden era that time for hip hop.
Yeah.
So definitely, because I enjoy watching your videos. And another thing I enjoy too, I haven't seen you live in person, of course, but I've seen the video that you posted for your performances. So I do know that you performed recently at Manifesto in Toronto, and then also Cranium Festival in Ottawa.
Yes.
So how was that, doing a live performance in front of a whole crowd?
It was actually really surreal. Like, Manifesto, again, was my first ever live show. Like, I never performed.
Oh, wow.
So I was, like, really nervous. Very, very, like, oh my gosh, what if, like, everybody hates me? What if I mess up? What if I forget my words? What if I, like, forget the, like, the dances? Like, what if I was just, like, in my head, like, right before. Mm-hmm. But, like, the moment I stepped on the stage and I felt the atmosphere of the crowd, it was like everything kind of just washed away. And I was just like, yo, we're about to have a good time still. And I feel like people really understood, like, my energy that night. And that's the energy I always bring. I had so much fun. So much fun.
But it looked like fun. And your performances, because I know that you posted too on your page on Instagram, like the practice that you guys were having when you guys put everything together. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's high energy. There's dance moves. You're like engaging with the crowd and everything. So I was like, yo, this looks so hype. So that's definitely on my list to see you perform live, because everything looks super hype. So I'm like, I have to see her live. In person, in concert.
Well, I mean, you won't be disappointed.
So definitely got to do that. No, not at all. Like, it brought me back to that era too, because I feel like now, sometimes with a lot of like performers or rappers, you don't really get like a show. Like, you'll get the person on stage and their entourage, and like you'll get like a jump and some arm movement, and then that's it. But I feel like you give your all, like 110%. So. Yeah, I'm definitely having that on my list. Got to see Charmaine perform live. And I did see also you brought out your son too. Oh, so what does he think of all of this?
Oh, he is absolutely obsessed. Like, he wants to be a rapper so bad. Like, and like when my mom and him came to Ottawa with my brother, like, he was like, mommy, please, please, can I go on stage with you? Please, please, can I go? I'm like, you know what? Yes, you can. So I was just like, you know what? It's time everybody met my son and saw him. And like the person who I do this for, and like my inspiration, my motivation. So it was a really nice moment to be able to share that little, you know, that little mom and son moment where he was like, my mom is lit. Like, are you crazy? It was the best ever.
I loved it. I loved it. So then what is next? Like, are there more shows that's happening? I know you're promoting Bad Bitch Mentality, but what else can we look forward to from Charmaine?
I'm not sure that there's any more shows left in this year, because obviously we're like reaching the end. But for sure, I do have some shows planned for 2022. I'm not gonna get into too much detail because I kind of want it to be a little bit of a surprise, but you know, I might be going on tour or whatever.
Ooh, okay,
I might be. I don't know, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. See, if I do that, I can't get sued because I really didn't tell you anything.
I'll say it right here on the Morning Detour. Charmaine is going on tour in 2022, so make sure to follow her and get your tickets, because you're not going to want to miss this show. So I'll put all the information out there. I'm a snitch. I'm going to spill all the tea.
Not you snitching on me. It's okay. It's okay. All good. All good. I don't know. I need to go on road. I've been waiting to go on road for so long. You know what I mean? I can't wait. Next year is definitely going to be full of shows, live performances, just me getting out there and interacting with audiences and having just good vibes and giving people a space to come out and have fun and just, you know, let their frustrations out. We've been locked up for too long.
Definitely. So I know, too, a lot of artists, they need that. That's another avenue to express themselves too, artistically and creatively. So I'm looking forward to all the shows that are going to be popping up next year, but definitely, like I said, you're on my list, so I will definitely be supporting. So now I want to play a little game.
Okay.
Just so that we can get to know Charmaine a little better. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. Don't worry, they're pretty easy.
Okay.
And so we'll get to know who you are. You ready?
Yes.
You seem scared.
Yo, it's like, it's unpredictable, but I'm ready.
Okay, so the first one is super easy. First one, what's your favorite all-time TV show?
Ooh, I love One-on-One.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah,
that's a classic.
That was one of my favorite Black sitcoms. Like, yeah, was it a sitcom? Yeah, it was a sitcom.
Yeah, it was a sitcom. Definitely. But I see, like, would you do acting too? Because I do see you do skits and stuff, like your reels. You did the Omarion challenge. So is that something that you would do too?
Absolutely. Like, I would love to get into acting at some point. I might be already. Who knows? But yeah, I would definitely.
Okay, so let me spill the tea again. Charmaine will be on your television or your streaming platform in 2022.
What? Oh my god.
It's all happening, guys.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. But yeah, well, definitely.
Okay, so next question. If you can travel anywhere in the world, where would you travel to?
My dream vacation is Bora Bora.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, technically either Bora Bora or Bali, Indonesia. Like, one of the two. They're equal to me.
That's really nice. I've been to Bali. I do suggest it. Never been to Bora Bora, but that sounds like super dope.
Yeah. They got a lot of the things on the water, the hotel, the huts and stuff that you can just like.
Yeah.
I really just want to be one of those.
Yeah, no, I'm here for it. That sounds nice. And then next question I have is, when is Charmaine the most productive? Is it in the morning or at night?
I would actually say, like, in the afternoon. It's like
in the afternoon. Okay.
I would say, like, my productivity starts around like 11 to 12 noon, like, and then it stops around six. So
okay, so we got to get you in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, and so what is something that Charmaine hates to do? Like, it's so annoying.
That's a good question. I hate having to, like, you know, like when you go to a restaurant and they get your order wrong.
Yeah,
I always hate having to go back and like ask somebody, can you please fix it? Because like I just feel like you should get it right the first time, you know. Yeah, like, that's a pet peeve of mine. Like, please.
No, I feel that.
I lied.
I feel like it's an inconvenience.
I lied. And I don't know if you, like, you watch my Instagram stories. There's a different thing that I hate. When they don't put utensils in takeout bags.
Because, ooh.
Bro.
Yes.
If I order rice,
yes.
How am I supposed to eat it? Like, with no fork, fam. Like, just, oh my god, I can't stand that. I can't stand it.
I think it's because they feel like because we're taking it out, we're going to eat it at home. So we're using our own utensils. But they don't know that.
Exactly. You don't know that. Like, I don't know, man. I didn't even want to get into it. Like, I had a whole rant on my Instagram story the other day because it was just a lot.
Okay. And then what about when you first meet somebody, what's the first thing you'll notice about the person?
Their personality.
Oh, okay.
Like, their personality / vibe. Because, again, like, I go off people's energy, like, right off the bat. Because I love being around people who make my spirit feel good. you know? So, like,
okay.
I pay attention to that first, and then I dive into the rest after. If you got good energy, you don't tell me more about yourself. You know, then I want to know more. But if I get bad vibes, I don't even care.
No, but that's good, because then you're protecting your energy. You're having those boundaries. So,
yeah,
that's good. That's a gem right there.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that. And then we'll end on a easy note, because I find you're just colorful. Your brand, your videos, everything is just colorful. So what is Charmaine's favorite color?
Ooh, I love rose gold.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But you know, it changes. Like, because at one point, teal was my favorite color. And another point, pink was my favorite.
Okay.
I think it just changes as my seasons change. I don't know.
But that makes sense, too, as you're growing.
Yeah.
Changing the color. But again, I love it. I love the music. Please tell everybody where they can keep up with you and, you know, stream your music and everything.
Okay, well, you guys can find me at @_IamCharmaine on Instagram. @_IamCharmaine on Twitter. I know that's mad ghetto, mad underscores, but you know what? Everything else was taken. But I am Charmaine on Snapchat. And if you would like to stream my music, you can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, SoundCloud, all the DSPs. Just search up Charmaine or BBM, you know, I'll pop right up.
Definitely. Montreal, please support our artist, support Charmaine. She's doing big things. We will see her all over the place in 2022. I cannot wait. Yeah. I'll be fishing her page. I'll be stalking her page so I could, you know, spill some more tea as it comes in. But thank you so much, Charmaine, for taking time to speak to us this morning. We appreciate it.
Of course, no problem. Thank you for having me again.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, Montreal, my city, Gardens of the Galaxy. DJ Maddie just told me we ain't finish off the Top Boy mix. We ain't finish off the city under God's gray skies. I am the best mixer host in the country. This is the Morning Detour. We own Fridays.
Come on. It's a game. It's a game. It's a game. It's a game.
We just game time. Same time, but ain't playing time.
Nah.
Good guns, I like the name on. Ratchet. Her clip long, she got hang time. Her other bitch named Nina. She only hit him on FaceTime. Great minds, I ain't have a way. I had to
Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
We love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Listen, man, these kids, they come up on Lean On Me. They come up on what we came on the house party. They killing in the streets right now. Montreal is under a state of emergency.
Come on.
This that Top Boy mix. Every Friday, the best morning show in the country. The Morning Detour. Let's go.
We just game time. Same time, but ain't playing time.
Nah.
Good guns, I like the name on. Ratchet. Her clip long, she got hang time. Her other bitch named Nina. She only hit him on camera.
I don't cop things for resale. Don't do iCloud, don't do email.
Yeah,
feds wanna tap up, man, and wire man like Chubbs did detail.
Hold on.
Back when Ricky was doing up
DJ
TJ, I was doing dinner with TZ.
Some of these kids want war, huh?
Nico. I don't cop things for resale. Don't do iCloud, don't do email. Feds wanna tap things for resale. Don't do iCloud, don't do email. I don't cop things for resale. Don't do
we
iCloud,
are the
don't
Guardians
do email.
Of the Galaxy.
Feds wanna tap up, man,
space
and wire
is not
man
safe.
Like Chubbs did detail. Back when Ricky was doing up TZ, I was doing dinner with TZ. I didn't trust no one, so I got limey, cause got too greasy. Nico never move Nike, sweatsuit Nike, sweatsuit DG. If man get beaky, ring ring, call up GG, do him up neatly. Used to look up to a man from certain ends with tune on repeat.
Putting the work for years for this, this ain't no coincidence.
We are too much. We are too much. We are like a minute left. We still gon' rock out. Ah!
That bees, they curved the kid back then when I was so lit. Now I'm lit, they're pissed. Told bro, that you gotta take it slow. But he knows crap pace, so he won't go lit.
Yes.
Okay, oh, are we moving to it?
Yes.
Are we moving to it? Ah! You ain't the only one. If you're not proud to be a Montrealer, we can't
again
be
and
friends.
Again and again.
Coming to you live from DG Kicks, the leader in sportswear, clothing, and electronics.
Yeah.
Ah!
chose my jam, this you for a chain, and give it to a sweet one, call that Maya Jama. Giving up gifts like Santa, sipping on Santa. I used to do leaning, closet full up.
Nobody's this hype necessarily, they say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop. Love is
life. Yes. Occur COVID-19 like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from le gouvernement du Québec.
Hâte de voir son groupe préféré sur scène. Il y a pensé toute la semaine. Il a acheté son billet. Il a mis son chandail du groupe. Il s'est rendu à la salle de spectacle. Il n'a pas pu rentrer dans la salle de spectacle. Il a rangé son chandail du groupe. Il a acheté son billet. Et il y a pensé toute la semaine.
N'attendez pas de frapper un mur. Faites-vous vacciner. En septembre, le passeport vaccinal sera exigé pour fréquenter certains lieux publics. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Geneviève Le Tartre, vous écoutez CKUT 90.3 FM à Montréal.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok.